But right now, we got some time.
Got a soft spot in my heart.
We've been doing
Texas, baby.
This week quite a bit of Texas of these Texas topics. Because there's a lot going on in our state. Let's see what's up right there. First of all, Wallet Hub did their annual list of the hardest working cities in America, but specifically in Texas. This is their list. Irving came in. Irving always places very high on a lot of lists, and I really am confused as to why, but it's been this way for years. Irving came in at a solid number three.
Number three!
Look at you, curve throwers.
It was on the Dallas side, number four. Obviously not factoring in the Dallas Cowboys into that. Austin, six. Arlington, 10. And then Fort Worth did make it at number 16, hardest working city in the United States, and, well, specifically in Texas, too. Now, we were number 14 for the average work week hours. About 36 hours is the average work week.
Nice. Huh?
How many? One, two, see, we do four a day. That's not, well, let's not do math 20. On the show right there.
Yeah.
But overall, Wallet Hub named in the United States Anchorage, Alaska, the hardest working city in the United States.
Maybe the military base there? Has something to do with it?
Maybe it's people trying to work really hard to get out of Anchorage,
well,
Alaska.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah.
That measles outbreak in West Texas, the largest in over a decade with 120 cases. And now we can add one more to the total from Rockwall County. However, this, they say, is someone that caught it overseas. While tragedy struck in Lubbock as the outbreak has claimed its first life, word is someone school age passed away. There are also reports from New Mexico, California, Georgia, New Jersey, New York City, and Rhode Island of measles on the move.
Yeah, they say Valentine's Day down in San Antonio at the Riverwalk was a big super spreader event because of this. Love was in the air. Great. Measles.
Happy Valentine's.
That's fun. Let's see. It's the MMR shot, right? The measles,
mumps, and rubella.
To which I remember as a kid asking my mom, what is rubella? And she said, exactly.
See, that's right.
That's how it works.
She knows.
So we have an opening date. Get ready for it. Weatherford, the Parker County Costco. So they put the finishing touches on that construction right there at 20 and Center Point. Will officially open up March 15th. So it's coming.
The Ides of March.
Get ready for it. The Isles of March. And get ready for the march to really, really slow down on I-20 right there around Center Point Road from here to...
We don't need any more traffic
perpetuity.
Area.
Oh, it's fun and growing and going.
Oh, good heavens. So I don't know if you've been keeping up. Well, I know you do a lot of shopping over at Neiman Marcus, particularly in the swanky area of Dallas where it's located. Well, they've been very, very hard at work trying to keep that iconic store open. So they struck a deal with the landlord and they said, yes, we are a go and you've got this land and it's all yours and you can shop for those hoity-toity things. And then the company said, we're just going to go ahead and shut it down.
Oh, that's
anyway.
Nice.
Way. So, yeah, you may have to do your Neiman Marcus in Fort Worth, where we're already the 16th hardest working people in Texas.
The only Neiman Marcus, I never went to the downtown one. Never been in it. I've been to the one in North Park over there in Dallas, and they looked at me like, it's when somebody asks you, can they help you? When they emphasize the word, can we help you?
Is there some reason
you're
here?
And then I quickly departed the store.
Ken Buckner.
Yes.
Yeah, we used to go there for Christmas and look at all the things. And I think I got someone gave me a Paddington Bear from there way back in the day. But absolutely nothing else.
Yeah, you definitely know this is a Dallas Sides news story. Dallas problems, hashtag indeed. Back to more lists and a movie with the Oscars coming up on Sunday night. Movie Maker Magazine put out Best Places to Live and Work as a Movie Maker. Coming in at number 8 was Austin, but number 19, Fort Worth, Texas. So thank you, Taylor Sheridan, right there. Albuquerque came in number 1. It's the first list outside of anything meth related that
I was gonna say.
Albuquerque's ever topped the list on. So congratulations.
Number one.
That's right. And while Fort Worth ISD is certainly arguing and considering closing a bunch of schools, over there on the Frisco side of things, north of Dallas, it was pretty heated at the Frisco ISD meeting after it was announced the Frisco ISD's HARP program, which produced the highest number of all-state harpists of any district in the state, many of them going on to Juilliard and other such great music schools, will be shut down as of Monday evening. And they filled the place there, people essentially protesting this, wearing T-shirts saying, Save the Harp.
Yeah.
And testimonials from North Texas harpists who took us back in time
Who's
and told
play
their
at
story.
Who's going to play all those weddings?
How are we going to do flashbacks anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.